For presidential film buffs, this holiday season has some high-profile offerings. First, there was Steven Spielberg's Lincoln, and out now there is a look into our more recent past, Hyde Park on Hudson, a peek behind the curtain into the life and romances of America's longest-serving president, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Starring Bill Murray as FDR and Laura Linney as his distant cousin and love interest, Daisy, the drama centers on the visit of the British king and queen to the Roosevelt Country Estate in New York's Hudson Valley just before the outbreak of World War II.
He's definitely younger than I'd imagine. For a king, you know?
Is he?
They both seem nervous. That surprised me.
Without some help from us, Daisy, there soon might not be an England to be king of. So I'd be nervous, too. That's why they're here.
That was Bill Murray as FDR with Laura Linney in Hyde Park on Hudson. And Laura Linney joins us from our bureau in New York. Laura, welcome to the program, and thanks for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So can you tell us a bit about your character, Daisy Sukley? This is, you know, what turns out to be a real historical figure that I think most people out there will have never heard about.
Unless you live or grew up around Rhinebeck, New York, I guarantee you most people don't know who Daisy Sukley is. And I'm very interested and always have been in the Roosevelts, and I had never heard of Daisy.
And we should say what we do know about her wasn't really clear until the real Daisy died at almost 100 and her diaries and letters were discovered under her bed. What really surprised you about her?
The more I learned about Daisy, the more I deeply admired her. She was very quiet. She needed no attention, which in this day and age is so rare and culturally so in direct opposition to the time we're living in, where every emotion, action, thought seems to be advertised. She was someone who was very self-contained.
Did you find yourself at any point being angry, thinking about, you know, a president and a huge historical figure, you could argue taking advantage of someone who sounds so vulnerable in many ways?
You know, that's a good question and something that I have thought about, but she was certainly a willing participant. And I think it was the main relationship in her life. So I don't think she would feel that way. By today's standards, certainly that case could be made. But I think at the end of the day, people make their individual choices about how they spend their time and who they spend their time with when they're adults. And Daisy was very much in midlife when she began her time with him. It really was primarily a friendship, a profound friendship.
What do you think FDR saw in her?
Oh, she was safe. Yeah, I think he called her the vault. Literally anything he said to her would stay within her. She was solid as a rock. And the thing that was sort of the most exciting to find out, she's the one who gave him Falla, the dog, the Scotty, who is so associated with FDR. And actually, at the FDR Memorial in D.C., there is
there's the little dog.
There's Falla
sitting. And
Daisy
gave the president the dog.
Daisy gave him Falla.
Huh.
Daisy did that. So the closeness and the sense of safety, I think, was profound.
I want to play one more scene from the movie, and it's actually three women romantically involved with the president, his wife, Eleanor Roosevelt, his secretary, Missy, and then your character, Daisy. Mm-hmm.
Your mother has now told me for the 10th time not to call her Royal Highness Elizabeth.
Oh, she told me that, too.
I mean, please, what century is this?
Daisy? Daisy?
What? Oh, yes, she told me the same thing.
I told her, who did she think I was?
Well, I think she knows.
Daisy? Hello? You're just staring.
I'm not.
And Laura Linney, just staring was this character, so often quiet, so often on the fringes of the events and holding back. I mean, was that challenging?
No, it was fun.
Really? Why is that?
It was fun. Well, and also knowing that she was a photographer helped me a lot. So she wasn't just staring. She was actually seeing a lot. And it's sort of a relief not to be overly verbal. It's nice to be able just to sit and witness, you know, and she was very much a witness.
That part of the character brought some criticism from the reviewers, that they wanted a more dynamic character. Mm-hmm. And I guess I wonder how you kind of dealt with those comments.
You know, well, it certainly doesn't feel great, particularly when people don't see it as a choice. However, it would have been completely inappropriate for her to have been any other way. That's how a woman of that time, of her disposition, would have been. And maybe it's puzzling and difficult to sort of comprehend how someone would be that way, particularly from all of us sitting in today's world with, with a sense of women's liberation that has happened and communication, you know, flying in technological ways that are so beyond anything that happened at that time. But I think it was part of what she has to offer is that she is quiet and she is modest.
Well, one thing that struck me was it was easy to forget sometimes what an important moment in history this was. I mean, the visit
absolutely.
By the king and queen, because mm-hmm. it just brought you into the quirkiness, you know, of the Roosevelt estate, that you sort of forgot that these were really historic mm-hmm. moments.
Oh, absolutely. The royals coming for the first time ever stepping foot on American soil. In a time where the relations between America and the British kingdom were still quite chilly. The phrase special relationship came from that weekend.
Over hot dogs at the Roosevelt
Over hot
estate.
Dogs, over a picnic, which Eleanor and Franklin very shrewdly planned in a PR move that would ingratiate the royals to the American public so that when FDR made the move to support them in the war effort, he was not chastised for it.
Well, let me ask you a bit, if I can, about your career. You've had so many diverse roles on film, on stage, but I want to reach back to the beginning, because as a child, you were a little sheepish about telling anyone that you were dreaming of becoming an actress.
That's very true. It took me a very long time to admit it. And
why?
I just didn't think it was something that I should go around saying. I don't know why, and I really felt like I had to earn it before I could say it. It took really, you know, until I was deep into my training at Juilliard where I began to feel like I could sort of say, you know, I could say then I'm studying to be an actress.
But
it took me a while. I just didn't feel right about it.
Keeping this to yourself for so long and being quiet about it makes me wonder if that helped you have a connection to Daisy, the character.
You know, probably. You know, I think there's something about it that I understand, that I know puzzles a lot of people. But there is something about it that I understand. You can't give away everything.
Well, Laura Linney, thanks for giving us a little of your time.
My pleasure.
We really appreciate it.
Nice speaking with you.
Laura Linney stars with Bill Murray in Hyde Park on Hudson. That's out in theaters now. And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Renee Montagne.